My name is Bob Kerner. I live in Pelham, New Hampshire, and own approximately 4,000 acres in Stratford, North Stratford. The power line will run through over 2 miles of my property. I am against the proposed route because it will destroy my property value, have a negative effect on the wildlife in this area, cut through existing snowmobile and four-wheel trails established by clubs in the area, and have a negative impact on the people presently enjoying the quality of life offered in the area. I bought this property for recreational and landscape beauty. These values will be lost if this project is allowed the way it is proposed. The area just below Groveton North to the Canadian border presently has no corridor easements right-of-ways for the running of power lines. If property owners are unwilling to support this project in this area, they should not be forced to grant permission for this project through eminent domain. The overwhelming majority of people in the area I mentioned are against this project. The jobs and tax revenues generated from this project are far less to the people of northern New Hampshire than the benefit to the people of southern New Hampshire. The people of northern New Hampshire value the beauty and the recreational value of our area has to offer over the promises of jobs and tax revenues. I was told by representatives for Northern Pass that the power lines installed in northern New Hampshire would carry DC power to southern New Hampshire, and AC power would be mainly distributed to Massachusetts and Connecticut. It is not right to sacrifice the quality of life being enjoyed by the residents and visitors to northern New Hampshire if alternatives exist. On the impact studies, I ask you to pay close attention to: one, the lost revenues to this area from vacationers, hunters, snowmobilers, four-wheelers, and hikers who will go elsewhere for their recreational pleasures. That's going to be loss of revenues to the restaurants, hotels, gas stations, and stores. Decline in property values and tax impact. Environmental impact on wildlife and habitat. The impact on humans living near or traveling under the power lines. The impact on forestry and wood energy market. The number of jobs lost due to this project. The long-term effect on business and people living close to the power lines. A corridor for power already exists from the Canadian border through Vermont into New Hampshire next to Franklin and close to Deerfield. Why can't this corridor be utilized? When I met with representatives for Northern Pass, I asked them this question. Their response was, it's easier to deal with one state instead of two, and it would cost more. The property owners of northern New Hampshire deserve a better answer than this if eminent domain is being forced on us. I urge you to look at every aspect involved with this project and give equal treatment to all parties involved before making your decision. People live, vacation, visit northern New Hampshire for its beauty, views, fresh air, and wildlife. Don't compromise these values. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.